Did you all write that? No? That was an unusual, that was nice. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. I appreciate it, Kent, your invocation, the spirit of timidity so well fits in. The sermons, obviously, I'm getting 13 minutes started late. It's pretty hard to give a 20-minute sermon in seven. I will do the best I can because I know people have to get to work. And I don't want you to miss communion. So I will fly through this. It's not a Thanksgiving sermon. Pilgrims aren't mentioned in the Bible. Certainly thankfulness is a biblical concept, but they're not mentioned in the Bible. And so we have this parable about the three servants who have been given a talent. And understand, a talent back in those days had to do with the sum of money. It didn't have to do with the gift of music or the gift of being an athlete or being able to dance or draw or paint. It was all about money back in those days. But in English, talent means a gift given to us by God that we invest and hopefully develop in a way to glorify God. And to share God's love and to share God's grace. And that's part of what we want to try to do. And the parable is told to encourage us to not bury the talent, but to trust God and to invest it. And that's sometimes hard to do. How many of you ever get afraid? Yeah, how many of you are afraid of things? You got something you're afraid of? You got something that you're afraid of? What are you afraid of, Margaret?
Fear.
You're afraid of fear. All right, so all right. All right, how many of you are afraid of the dark? Anybody afraid of the dark? Afraid of heights? Afraid of heights? Okay. I know some people are afraid of closed-in spaces. Okay. All right. You don't like to be all bound up and stuff like that. I have a fear of failure, which is surprising because I have failed a lot. I've told you all before, I've been wrong before. I've got the grades to prove it, all right? I can show you all the different ways that I have failed. What would you dare, though? What would you dare to accomplish if you knew you could not fail? If you knew you could not fail, what would you try to do? If you knew you could not fail, what would you try? I want you to think about that. What would you try to do? Because a lot of times I think we get all timid. We get afraid. And as Kent reminded us, God has given us a spirit presence. It's bold. It's bold. You do not double your master's money without high-risk activity. The first servant, remember, 5 to 10. Second one, 2 to 4. All right, they doubled it. It took a huge risk. But the third servant allowed fear to rule his heart. He was so afraid of failure. And a lot of times we get afraid. We get ourselves all bound up. But what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? What if it doesn't happen? What? And yet we forget that a lot of times the great successes that have happened came out of failure. The light bulb. We got lights all over the place. Although, Jim, I noticed we got a few out now. Yeah, scared of heights. That's great. I'm scared of electricity, so. They're going to stay out for a while, okay? Great, okay? But we have light bulbs. Why? Because Thomas Edison, people say, but Thomas Edison, do you think he invented the light bulb the very first time he tried? No. And so they said, and he says, it took him 1,000 times. Okay. 1,000 times to say, how did you deal with all that failure? And he says, I never failed. I didn't fail. I found 999 ways not to invent the light bulb. All right, that's what that was. Churchill, when he was prime minister and he faced down Hitler, remember that? He was one of the few world leaders who refused to bow down before Hitler, spoke up the truth against Hitler and what Hitler was doing in Europe. And people said, what gave you the courage to do that? And he said, it was a time that I repeated a grade in elementary school, in grade school. And they said, you mean you failed? You failed in school? He goes, I never failed in anything in my life. I was given a second opportunity to make it right. Now, was Thomas Edison a failure? No. Was Winston Churchill a failure?
No.
I am a huge Miami Dolphin fan. Are the Dolphins failures? Okay, well, okay. And that example may not work. 1973, that was our year. I forget sometimes. I've noticed in myself, sometimes I grieve over my lack of courage. It's not because I haven't failed before. I've failed before. Why am I so afraid to try? Have you noticed that? You would think, I don't know if it's wisdom. I don't know. I look at the scars on my heart. And I sometimes go, I don't know that I can invest the pain, the risk. It's so difficult and painful when you fail. I don't want to dismiss that. That's hard. And then I remember that the way we recognize Jesus is not by his muscles, but by his scars. It's our scars of failure that give witness to God's grace. Amen. Sometimes that's hard to believe. I walk. I never really was a runner, but I walk now. And I'm walking and one day there was like this 20-pound sparrow walking on the sidewalk. I'm like, dang, 20 pounds. I go, holy mackerel, I never seen a sparrow as big as you. He said, I know, that's why I'm out here walking. He says, I got to get some of this off. And I go, well, why don't you fly? He goes, no, I'm too scared to fly. What's your name? And he said, Don. Sometimes I hear this parable and I wish that there was a fourth servant. I wish there was a fourth servant and that the master entrusted a talent to him, whether it's one, two, or five, it doesn't matter. But he entrusted it to this servant, and the servant went out and failed. Lost it all. Everything, not a dime left. Sometimes I wish it was a fourth servant that failed. What would the master do then? What would the master do then? And then I remember there was a fourth servant. Do you remember the story of Peter on the boat? Remember in the storm? And there was Jesus walking on the water. And Peter said, if it's you, and Jesus says, come out. Come out. Do you remember that? And Peter got out of the boat. Remember, walked on the water. And then failed. And what happened? Jesus reached out and grabbed him. There are times we are called to trust in God's grace, to understand that we might fail. That's not what this parable is about. This parable isn't about success. This parable is about failure to serve God. God doesn't care about our success or failure. God cares about our faithfulness. God wants to invest into us a dream and a vision that he has for all of his children. And too many times we keep our mouths closed. Too many times we sit on our hands when God has entrusted to us a dream. Do you remember the play Raising in the Sun? Did you ever see that, Lorraine Hans? Remember that? She got the title from that poem. Remember? The poem, it was called Harlem, but then it was also called A Dream Deferred, because that's how the poem, A Dream Deferred. Do you remember in Willie Loman, Death of a Salesman? Remember at the end, at the funeral? Remember what they say about Willie? Poor Willie, he had all the wrong dreams. When I say the word dream, though, most of you are thinking about who? You're thinking about Martin Luther King Jr. Did you know that when he gave that speech, that wasn't a prepared speech? That wasn't the sermon he had planned on giving. It was like 5 o'clock. They'd been there all day long. Mahalia Jackson's in the back saying, "Oh, my Lord, another sermon." You know how the choirs are. That's why they sit behind the preacher. They're like, "Oh." And he said, "Don't do it, don't do it. Tell him the dream, Martin." He took a risk. He took a risk. He trusted, not Mahalia Jackson, she encouraged him. He trusted God, that God was with him in that moment, that he didn't need to have prepared remarks. What he needed to do was to have trust in God. Each of us have opportunities to get out of the boat. Each of us have time to unearth a talent that God has invested to us because he has a dream and a vision for the people down your block, for the people that you work with, for the people in your family, for your friends. He has a dream and a vision, and you're the spokesperson. You're the helping hand. You're the testimony of grace. That being a Christian has nothing to do with success. Being a Christian has to do with being faithful, with being obedient, with having the courage like Peter did to get out of the boat. Peter may have failed, but the 11 who stayed behind were greater failures. I remember Peter, don't you? I remember not only did he fail with the water, he failed. Remember? He failed in the courtyard. Remember that? Around a fire. 3 times denied who Jesus was. Remember that? And do you remember how the gospel ends? When Jesus comes to Peter yet again, "Do you love me?" Do you remember? And Peter says yes. And he says, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "Yes." And he says the third time, "Master, you know everything. You know that I love you." And he gives him a charge. "Then feed my sheep." God is calling each of us, each of us, to feed his children, to share the dream, the vision, to trust in his grace and be obedient. Unearth the talent we've buried. Invest it, risk it, give it. Get out of the boat and trust in God. Amen.